I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ted Lina is joining me, debate moderator at St. Joe's Collegiate Institute. The St. Joe's debate is happening this morning. It's a marquee event each year. Ted, this tradition goes back many years. What's the history of it, and have you been involved in it from the start?
Good morning, Susan, and thank you for having me on this morning. Yes, I have been involved with it since its start. Before I came to St. Joe's, I understand that there were some debates in the early or mid-70s. I'm not quite sure when, but when I started at the school in 1983, there weren't any. And I had run for office a few years earlier, and one of my colleagues said, "Ted, why don't you bring some debates to St. Joe's?" So the next year, I did. That was our first debate in October of 1984, and we've been doing it ever since.
That's 40 years.
Yes, it's 40 years, and you would think that having done so many debates that it would be very easy, but each year gets a little bit harder because the expectations I have, and I'm sure those that watch the debates, are high, and we want to do a great job for the school and the community.
Well, it's usually the biggest local election race, and this year it's the Erie County District Attorney's race. How ready are your students for this morning?
They're very ready. It's always a little harder doing a DA race. You know, we're used to doing executive and legislative races, and those races lend themselves to more questions, I think. However, once we got into it and did a significant amount of research, we feel very good about the questions that we came up with and the order in which we're asking the questions. So I'm hoping that everything will go well.
Michael Caine and James Gardner will be appearing at St. Joe's. I mean, this is an office that a lot of people wish wasn't political, but it is. Does that kind of go toward what you were just saying about how it's maybe harder to prepare for something like this?
Absolutely. And without getting into questions, you know, it's something that we need to address in terms of the party involvement in regard to a position that should be extremely nonpartisan, because we're talking about prosecutions and possibly helping people in terms of the criminal justice system. So I think it's an interesting point and certainly something that needs to be addressed, along with the more punitive aspects of the position itself. But the only other DA race we did was in 2016, and that was with Flynn, and that's normally because they're not competitive, because incumbents remain in office until they decide to step down, once, obviously, they win. So in this case, we had the former district attorney step down earlier this year, and now we have an interim DA, in Michael Caine, that is.
There's an issue, Ted, that I think is sure to come up today, involving the acting DA, Mike Caine, who was reported to have been arrested for DWI in 1985. Has this been a subject that you've been talking about with your students who, and we have to mention it, they're all underage?
Right.
How they might be looking at this.
Right. It is something that has come up in the classroom, and it's interesting to listen to the students' perspective. And yes, we certainly have looked at that issue.
All right. Well, obviously be looking to see what both candidates say about that today. In all the years of the debates, Ted, have any candidates ever turned you down?
Yes, once or twice, but I would prefer not to mention who. And in part, I think it was because of a lot of negative press. And I think there was concern about the candidate coming and facing questions that they knew we would ask.
Okay.
But it's extremely rare. And some candidates are harder to get than others, the mayoral debate was very interesting to me. Because, as you know, we've talked about this, there was only going to be that one debate that was conducted in the summer. But we were able to get a second debate, and that was a very interesting debate, I think. And it wasn't the easiest one to be able to get. But frequently, candidates ask me if we can debate at St. Joe's. So the year of the mayoral debate, we had a high-ranking official in Erie County asked to debate at St. Joe's. But we had already committed to that debate, and that was the marquee race that year. And it was rare, Susan, because we had a Democrat facing a Democrat. That's the only time we ever did a debate with two people from the same party.
Right. That was Mayor Brown and India Walton, right?
Correct. And that was a very interesting debate and highly covered as well.
I remember it. I don't remember, candidates turning you down before. That's why I was surprised when you said yes. But
yeah, we had one I can remember for sure. And the person had debated there in the past. And it wasn't because of anything that was done at one of our debates. It was just an issue regarding the PR, I think, for the candidate.
Well, we're 12 days from the presidential election. How ready are you students for this? I'm sure they've been studying hard.
We'll be more ready after about a week when the debate's over. We have been discussing it regularly, and I always do an entire class the day or two before the election on the Electoral College and the map, and I spend the entire class on it and explain each aspect of the college. What matters, what doesn't matter, and what the expectations are. So it's a phenomenal time to be an American government teacher. And that's another program that I started at St. Joe's in the late 1880s and the AP course around 2000. And just to see these young men so enthusiastic, especially those working on my debate. I mean, we spend hours after school, and they're so excited about it. And a few years ago, one of our debate panel said, Mr. Line, I was a freshman sitting there. And I said to myself, when I'm a senior, I'm taking that AP course and I want to be on the panel. And he was. Yesterday, during COVID, another senior said, Mr. Line, I couldn't go to the one debate because we had to limit the people in the gym due to COVID. And he said, when I went to the next debate, I said, I want to be on that panel when he was a sophomore. And he's on that panel this morning.
Oh, that's great to hear. That is great.
So it's just so nice to see the students enthused. And this morning, I'm looking very forward to seeing so many alumni that I've taught, all of our political leaders that I've taught, attorneys, et cetera. So we've invited a number of former students from St. Joe's. And I think it's going to be a wonderful event, or at least I hope that it is.
It's always a great event, and WBEN will be covering it as well. You'll be hearing more about it throughout the day here. Ted, thanks so much for joining me this morning.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.